Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Welcome to another edition of Spectrum. Steve Warren here. We're going to be going on the road again this week. We have a young man who is an all-star threat. He has two CDs that he has released from his band, which is from China. The band is called Insomnia. His name is Martin. His Chinese name is Wei Liu. And Martin is not only a fine singer, from the age of four. He is also a fine actor and is going to be featured in an upcoming motion picture. And he is a model and has been in New York for New York Fashion Week. So this all-star threat decided to join us, and we are at the Sheraton Hotel in Chinatown, New York. And oh, did I mention that Martin is 16 years old? So let's go into the Sheraton Hotel and visit a little bit with our new upcoming superstar. Our guest is Martin, and actually his Chinese name is Wei Liu. And where did Martin come from, the name Martin? Because so many people here in the U.S., so many Chinese people, pick an English name, and I'm sometimes fascinated by how they found it.
Oh.
How did you find Martin?
So first of all, Martin is like given by my kindergarten teacher, because my kindergarten childhood life is in a international school. So, and my teacher got me this name because it's kind of just really fit me, I think. And secondly, Martin is also a guitarist brand.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and I also got my Martins at home. Yeah.
All right.
So it's my guitar. So.
Yeah, I wonder, because sometimes people look around the room and they see a word and that's the picture
in
their brain. It pops in.
Yeah.
But so maybe if the people from Gibson contact you, you could change your name to Gibson and play their guitar. Right? I did want to ask you a little bit more about your early years studying. Now, I know that you said you began studying when you were four,
yeah.
And that's when you were living at home with your parents in Fuzhou. But you studied at a school there, or you studied at home, or how did you study? By yourself, or did you have teachers that took you and help you?
In a music area?
Or, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so when I was four, yeah, it's definitely my parents forced me to studying, because I, at the first time, to be honest, I really didn't have any interest in music, that kind of stuff. But when I, in the journey of learning the music instruments such as the piano, and I really found that there's a huge, I really found my huge interest in that, because the beautiful melody and also the music skills in that, I really become really fun, and I really enjoyed when I was playing piano. So
when you started going to school when you were a little boy, did the school have music training, or did you get your music training outside of your regular school?
Yeah, my school is mainly focused on the academic study. So for the art, such as the music or painting, that kind of stuff, they didn't really have it. So in 1 week, for the weekend time, my parents would took me to train and study music. And yeah, I really appreciate my parents.
So rather than just talk about Martin's music, why don't we listen to some of it? And oh, by the way, I wanted to mention that he's been studying English proficiently since he was very, very young. And so he records many of his songs in English as well as in Chinese. And we're going to give you a little bit of a sample of each. This first song we're going to play for you is Martin, and it is called With Rosy Lips, or a translation thereof. And it is in English. Let's listen.
I'd rather fall without defense. I People say love is a trance. I'd rather fall without defense. This is the danger zone, but I choose to cross each time when I see you there. Loving you is worth my lessons. I am lost when you're not around. You're like a diamond that has to be found. You come for me when I'm sore, like the way you did before. Still owe me a song that you promised for us to sing alone. You understand our bond is strong. The love of ours will last until we gone. You look like an angel in that white dress and standing in the dawn. Above all the promises you have told, the love of ours will last until we gone. It was a sunny day with no light. A battle black the daylight. I can't take back the words I never said to you, 'cause the smile from you is so desperate for me. Come for me when I'm sore, like the way you did before. You still owe me a song that you promised for us to sing alone. You understand our bond is strong. The love of ours will last until we gone. You look like an angel in that white dress, standing in the dawn. Above all the promises you have told, the love of ours will last until we gone. Fingertips, your voice, your dance, your naughty glance, still vivid in the glow, and I won't let it go. You still owe me a song that you promised for us to sing alone. You understand our bond is strong. The love of ours will last until we gone. You look like an angel in that white dress, standing in the dawn. Above all the promises you have told, the love of ours will last until we gone.
As we mentioned, Martin has been studying for many, many years, all the way back to when he was about 4 years old. And so I asked him whether or not he still continues to study, even though he's arrived at some phenomenal degree of proficiency, both with piano, guitar, and vocally, and on top of that, being an actor and being a model. So we just kind of wanted to know whether he still practices on a regular basis.
Not really, because I already attained the basic knowledge and the basic skills, and for this time, I mainly focus on to create my own original songs, and I really want to stay in my own practice room, and in the whole weekend, because I don't need to let my parents to take me to the training to train my music. So,
how was traveling? You had to travel to different cities for some of the studying that you did. Did you like being away from home and seeing new places, or was that uncomfortable for you?
Yeah, I think I love to see new places. For example, like when I travel to New York, I see this is a city that obtain the various culture in here, and the people are really enthusiastic to others. And because when I'm lost and I can't find, for example, like the where's the Varric Street, and I can't find it, and I can just generally ask the people in the street, and they will be being really passionate and enthusiasm to you.
Well, we always tell visitors to New York, you know, New York, Manhattan is an island, and right. if you keep walking, you'll hit water.
Oh,
so right. you're going the wrong way. Go back.
Right.
So, do you think you're going to be more of an actor in the future? Is that seem to be the area you might want to spend a little more time in, rather than being just a singer?
Yeah, because at this standard point, I only become a kind of professional singer, so I really want to step in other areas, for example, like the actor, and I really want to improve myself in this area and to become professional in the actor area, and also for modeling. And I will come to New York and in November mm-hmm. and to join a fashion show, and I really want to expand my personal area.
Well, there's an organization here in New York known as Asian in NY, and they do fashion shows every year. And they have famous designers like Malon Breton and people, and they always are looking for nice, good-looking, tall Asian boys to model the clothing.
That's
you know, and girls, boys and girls, yes. So that's a good group to meet up.
I did want to mention that Martin has already been cast in an upcoming motion picture. It's called Future Boy, but Martin confessed to us that he hadn't seen the whole script yet, so he couldn't tell us too much about the story, other than he's going to be playing a young emperor from the Ming Dynasty. So that sounds interesting. Back to our interview at the Sheraton Hotel with Martin Lowe, who is a singer, an actor, a model, and a traveler soon.
Well, again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
I hope that you don't get too cold here in New York. Where do you go from here? Are you going back to...
Yeah, I'll go first to Toronto, then go to Beijing.
Oh, you've got to go even where it's colder.
Yeah,
to Canada,
colder.
And then go back to Beijing.
Right.
Well, it's also cold in Beijing, too, as much as here.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, good.
We wanted to mention that Martin originally from Fuzhou in China, and we also wanted to mention that he left behind some of his songs, so we're going to be playing them on China America Radio. So if you listen to China America Radio on a regular basis and you hear that familiar voice we just gave you a sample of, look down at our player. The player will say Martin Luo and Insomnia. That's him. And we hope that he'll come back and visit us next time he's in New York.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.